track six, and we continue with the main news stories. There are not many court reports in the paper this week, but this is one of them. A customer who sexually assaulted a beautician after pushing her onto her treatment table has been banned from approaching lone women. Zenon Wheeler, a former patient at Langdon Hospital Dawlish, pretended to be asking about the cost of treatments when he went into the shop in Exmouth where the victim had just opened the doors and was on her own. He walked into a treatment room uninvited on his third visit and overpowered the woman before pushing her onto the bed and forcing a hand up her skirt. By chance, she was on the phone to her husband and shouted for him to call the police. Wheeler, age 46, suffers from a learning disability and mental health issues and has been treated at Langdon Hospital in the past. He admitted sexual assault and was ordered to do 40 hours of rehabilitation activities and 80 hours of unpaid community work under a 3-year community order by Judge Anna Richardson at Exeter Crown Court. She made a 3-year restraining order banning any contact with the victim and a 15-year sexual harm prevention order, which forbids Wheeler from initiating contact with lone women whom he doesn't know. The judge agreed to an amendment to the order which excluded female medical or social care professionals who may treat or help him in the future. Mr. Chris Cudihy, defending, said a psychiatric report had identified areas which Wheeler can work on to change his behaviour, and a new care package has been put in place for him. He told police he was ashamed and had also expressed remorse to support workers and the author of the probation pre-sentence report.
Thumbs up for new play park. Youngsters in Bovey Tracy had the opportunity to inspect plans for a brand new play area in Millmarsh Park this week, with work set to begin later this month. The area will replace the existing play park installed 15 years ago, with the entire site being redeveloped. Now the plans have been finalised, work will begin in mid-October and continue for 6 to 8 weeks. Councillor Sheila Brooks, Mayor and Chairman of the Friends of Mill Parish Park, said, "We first showed the plans off a couple of weeks ago, but it was a good opportunity for people to be able to come and talk to us and for the children to see them as well. The general reaction was that people were really excited. The play park is very well used by the residents and it also brings people from surrounding areas into Bovey to play there as well. The plans for the play area coincided with the opening of a new youth shelter in the park, finished last week." Councillor Sheila added, "We need families to be able to use facilities that aren't going to have to cost them anything. So we're incorporating a bigger picnic area so people will be able to come sit down and have their picnic. We're going to offer the existing play equipment to other organisations so that it can be reused and not wasted. We have a lot of public events, bike events, party in the park, the carnival, the craft festival. Every few months there's something going on, so to have this added facility for people as they use the town is lovely."
Dawlish Tea Company is a plastic-free champion. Tees Me is the latest business in Dawlish to receive the award of plastic-free champion from Surfers Against Sewage. John Waller, who with his wife Ellen owns the company, joined Vanessa Riley from Dawlish Against Plastic to receive his plaque and certificate. The award is given to businesses that can demonstrate removal of at least 3 single-use plastic items, such as plastic bags, coffee cups and plastic drinks bottles, and show a commitment to tackling any others present in the business going forwards. John said, "The process is really easy if you log into the Surfers Against Sewage website and apply. The packaging we use is plastic-free, recyclable and biodegradable, and we reuse community cardboard for shipping whenever possible. Tees Me is a fully certified organic producer registered with the Soil Association and supplies loose tea and coffee to outlets throughout the country. Dawlish is a plastic-free community, and Tees Me joins 16 other companies in the local area who are freeing their operations from single-use plastic. This latest award comes just over a week before new legislation banning businesses from using single-use plastic items like plates, bowls, trays, containers and cutlery comes into force in the UK on the 1st of October. Although there are some exemptions, the message is clear. Single-use plastic is bad for business as well as the environment.
Tributes have been paid to Peter, an engineer and bell ringer. This is Peter John Charles Brewer, MBE, 1929 to 2023. Tributes have been paid to an accomplished campanologist and respected engineer. Peter Brewer, MBE, who's died aged 94, was a key figure in the refurbishment of St Leonard's Church, the clock tower in Newton Abbot Town Centre. As a renowned bell ringer, he played a major role in working to restore the bell tower and the bells and took part in the first peal of the bells to be rung at the clock tower when the refurbishment project was completed in 1973. His MBE was earned for his services to Devon Highways in his role as a road surveyor for Devon County Council, for whom he worked his entire career. One very memorable night was that of December the 27th, 1979, when the River Lemon burst its banks and decimated the centre of Newton Abbot. Peter worked throughout the night organising the rescue of flood victims and the clearing of debris when the floods finally subsided. After his retirement, he was also a volunteer at Newton Abbot Hospital for 10 years, helping patients to appointments, for which he was awarded an NHS Staff Hero Award. As a result of his services to Devon County Council, he was awarded an MBE upon his retirement, and in 1992 he received his award from Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace, proudly accompanied by Marguerite and their two sons, Michael and John. As a talented bell ringer, Peter rang competitively and recreationally for Plimstock before the families moved to Newton Abbot, where he rang for King Stainton bell ringers for almost 30 years. Widely recognised as one of the best ringers in Devon, his mathematical mind made him particularly adept at calling the changes for long peals. He was part of the King Stainton team, which won the Devon 8-bell Ross Shield on 8 occasions. His death came on the same day King Stainton won the shield again. A memorial service will be held on October the 17th at 11 o'clock at the Chapel of Parker's Funeral Directors in Devon Square, Newton Abbot.
Ashburton Pool has found itself in deep water after a number of cracks were found to need about £100,000 worth of repairs. After a public meeting, the trustees of the pool said that they were confident that they could raise the money, but would need 20 heroes from the community to step forward to help with their fundraising efforts. Ashburton's pool was opened in May 1936. Now approaching its 90th birthday and owned by the community, it is a much-loved part of the town, providing health, leisure and well-being opportunities in a very special facility. The pool is so important to so many people, said Sarah Perry, one of Ashburton Pool's trustees. It is next to the primary school, so they use it regularly. But there are people in town in their 80s who also learned to swim in that pool, so there are people of all ages that are very fond of it. However, recently the pool has developed some significant structural issues. Despite upgrades throughout the years, two significant problems have been identified: a crack along the pool's deep end and some old corroded cast iron pipework underneath the pool, which needs replacing. And to resolve this, the pool must be emptied, dug up and fixed before the installation of a specialist liner that would see it fit for purpose for the next 20 years. It would also allow for the upgrade of older infrastructure to bring the pool up to modern standards. And for all this, it will take about £100,000. A big task, of course, is better broken down into smaller objectives, and that's exactly how Ashburton Pool will reach its goal. To raise the money, Ashburton Pool is looking for 20 pool heroes, individuals or organisations who can each raise £5,000 towards the target. Each hero will then have a plaque or a design to commemorate their contributions. While some heroes have already come forward, the pool needs more. The community saved it in the 50s. They saved it again in 2016 when Teambridge wanted to shut it, added Sarah. I am an optimist. I think we can do it, but we really do need the community's help.